and welcome to MooneyCast, episode 7 for May 5th, 2006. I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ. And we're here again.
Yes, what, after? As always.
After a two-week hiatus, I mean, it's not that long. But
yeah, we try and do it every week.
We try. I mean, we're getting a little better than we were last time with, you know, episodes 1 through 5.
Right. That was like, sometimes it was once a
month.
That was
really bad. I hope we're not too boring.
Oh, well.
That was random.
Okay. Today we have some really great stuff, as always.
Oh, yes. We're always the best.
Yes, I know.
Duh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, there's this one thing. One announcement. Brian, who on the forum, he's like Brian998899.
Yes,
something
yes.
along those lines.
Okay.
He actually has started his own Sailor Moon podcast. Sailor Moon Sidekick, supporting none other than MooneyCast, our show.
Yeah.
Duh, because, you know, we're totally awesome.
I know.
Okay. Which he says. We actually have a shout-out from him.
Right.
That's our first and only shout-out.
Yeah.
People, get your shout-outs in.
Yep. If you have a microphone, please, please, please do it for us.
And Sailor Hansen, Sailor Venus, this means you when you get your
yes.
microphone. But, yeah, so we'll put a shout-out at the end of the show. And, yeah, you can check out Sailor Moon Sidekick if you wish, you know, to support his show as well as ours.
Right. Today we'll be doing Sailor Mars, and there's a lot of stuff for fans who requested. We're doing Sailor Venus or Sailor Hansen.
Yes,
Sailor Hansen.
Yes, it's
top 10 list, and then we're doing the shout out, and then
there's we got a recent email from someone from another Sailor Moon website,
and
Save Our Senshi,
right.
And we'll be doing their music.
Right, she requested.
Something.
I don't know what it was
yeah,
called. Anyway,
you know, it's another Japanese
so,
song.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so that was the end of our music.
Yeah, I like our music. It's so cool.
I know.
All right, so we'll get on with our regular topic, as we said.
Right, Sailor Mars. We don't have Megan here today.
Yeah, so Sailor Mars on the floor. There are way too many Megans. You know, yes. There's me, and there's...
Well, that's why we refer to you as MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it makes it so much easier.
And then there's Sailor Mars, and then there's Sailor Venus. It's all confusing. Gosh, I can't believe how many Megans there are in this world.
I know.
Well, Megan can't join us, or Sailor Mars can't join us tonight.
She's actually having a Cinco de Mayo.
A Cinco de Mayo.
Party.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Feliz Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Yeah, so she's preparing for that, so she can't join us tonight.
But she would like to.
Yeah, she would.
And she'll be on another episode. So, yeah.
All right. So we want to move on to the topic.
Yes,
then.
Let's go ahead.
All right. So her name is Hino Rei, or Rei Hino.
Rei Hino. Yep.
Yeah, Rei Hino.
She's 14, as the
no
rest
duh.
Of the sailor
exactly.
scouts are.
She actually attends a different school,
right?
Than the rest of the Senshi.
Mm-hmm. And she lives at the temple
mm-hmm.
with her grandfather.
Yep. The crazy old coot.
I know, I love him. He's,
I know,
so
he's so
funny.
And he was like making, he would, he loved to not really harass the girls, because that's not a good thing, but he'd chase
yeah.
after them.
Yeah, I know.
I
liked him too.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. Yeah.
Okay, yes, but, so what else?
She doesn't appear not much longer after Mercury in the series.
Right.
Just a few episodes. In the episode that she's appears, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Serena and Amy, they had gone up to the temple, and, you know, they were in with the whole good luck charm things or whatever.
Right.
And they ended up stopping off by a bus, and I think it was
the disappearing
Rei had, right.
people,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
mm-hmm.
I think Rei, or no, it was all the people that had bought the charms were getting on that bus,
mm-hmm.
and eventually Rei got on the bus, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Serena follows her on the bus, and, you know, she uses her disguise pen, and she follows her in. And while fighting in there, because, you know, the Yoma appears,
right.
Sailor Mars becomes.
Find
she's
out.
Sailor
yeah.
Mars. So, yeah.
Something. You know what? I kind of remember that episode.
Out.
Yeah, I don't
I know.
Know
that there was a bus.
Well,
and a portal.
Right, and I remember that because people were disappearing. However, I think it was... I just remember her finding, like, the pen.
That's right.
Because Luna dropped it, and
uh-huh.
she's like, oh, and then she saw the sign on their forehead, and...
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it was on the bus that she discovered.
No,
she was,
but she was on the bus, and she followed... Or
right.
And Serena followed her. So, yes, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I confused anyone.
Well, it's okay, because we're watching the PGSM, as we said,
it's,
so that's a little different,
yeah.
and then it makes it... We intertwine them. Mm-hmm. And
like, I don't think she lives with her grandfather at the temple in PGSM.
Right.
She's just kind of alone there. Her father
dropped
her
off. Right, you don't actually see her grandfather.
No, her father actually dropped her off there at the temple after her mother had died. But Rey was so, so mad at her father because supposedly he's like some political leader in Japan at this time, or at that time when she was a little girl. I think it was about 6, 7, no, somewhere around there. But, yes, supposedly when Rey keeps asking him, oh, why weren't you there, when when mother was dying, he goes, oh, it was work, and that's all I can say. And she gets so mad at him and...
Right.
And just a whole bunch else, and she really, really does not like him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she gets over it a bit, but not entirely.
Right.
She can hold grudges.
So, continuing on, she's, as we said, a priestess, and she's at the shrine, and what else? Oh, she can see into, like, the spiritual world, and she does the, what would you call them?
Well, she has fire, visions. The fire readings.
That's.
And then she also has her two signature, is it the crows or the ravens?
It's crows, I think.
It's crows.
Mm-hmm.
It's crows. Oh, snap, it's Phobius, what is it? It's Phobius and I keep thinking Demas, but that's not right. Yes. Okay, it's Phobius and Demas.
Yes.
And if I am
correct us if
I am wrong, just send something in. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, but it's in one of my mangas
that seems right.
Looked at it in a while,
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Okay.
And then she what's the guy's name? There was the one guy who came to the temple.
Darn it, he has the long hair. I love him. He's so funny, but I can't think of his name. What is his name? Okay, his name is Chad. I just thought of it.
Oh, great job.
Okay. I didn't use anything.
Good job, we're so proud of you, Stacey.
I'm just like...
Yeah, we had the Japanese name, but we're like, no, that's not it. What is it? Besides, I can't pronounce the Japanese name, so...
Yeah, okay.
Chad, he was so, so cool. He was getting
his
beat up by
hair.
Rey.
Yeah.
He was so cool, and he had the biggest crush on Rey.
Mm-hmm.
But Rey had a crush on Darian for the longest time, too.
Right.
Serena was jealous, or not really jealous, but she was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Rey would have been the one that would have been jealous.
Right.
Is there...
No, there's got to be more. Okay.
There has to be more.
Attacks and transformations. Well, she has...
Obviously she controls fire.
Right.
Sailor Mars.
Yeah.
As you should know by now, controls fire.
And then she has the little sticky thing. I can't think of what it's called now.
The sticky thing?
No, the little Japanese writing thing.
Oh, yes. The,
I was thinking sticky.
The post-it notes,
The post-it notes in the last top 10 list. Or one of the top 10 lists, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
You can send that to us, too.
No, we should be looking
I know, we should. We're really bad.
And we want to go to the party. So.
Yeah, we want to
party.
Sorry,
guys.
Party Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
We yelled that out of my bus today, going home. We're like, it's Feliz Cinco de Mayo, out at a Mexican restaurant on the way home from school. That was
okay,
really cool.
Okay, back to Sailor Moon.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was we're random that way.
Yes, but, you know.
Yeah.
As we've said before, you gotta love us.
Yeah, so send us something about the...
Yeah.
Thing.
Anyways, but so the fire
You know, with the evil...
Soul,
yeah, with oh, the okay. evil spirits dispersed. That
yeah,
attack.
That's the...
Well, that's
what
attack.
It's
no, it's, no, but the, at least the papers. Because you know... Yeah. I know that there's a name for it. Just... I want to remember. So, if you can send
right.
that to us, but...
Well, obviously, it's Mars Power Makeup, Mars Crystal Power Makeup, or, well, Mars Star Power Makeup, and Mars Crystal Power Makeup. And let's see, what else?
She didn't have that many other attacks, I mean...
Not really. Well, none of them really did. They never really
did.
There wasn't actually much, like, fighting or anything in the show.
There was...
It was just, like...
Mars Fireball Charge.
That's
right. You know, she had, like, the gun point with her two hands. Well, of course she'd have two hands. What, did she have five?
That was a little weird,
yeah.
But okay.
And then there was the evil spirits dispersed with the thing...
Yeah.
Paper strips, post-its. We'll call them post-its from now on.
Mm-hmm.
The post-its.
Right.
Dude, that's all I can think. With the supers. Because I know that they all had a different attack in the super season.
Right.
The Mars Flame Sniper. That's right. She had the Marsh Flame Sniper and the Supers. But yeah. So that's basically it for the anime and manga, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, wait. I have to tell a story. Okay.
A story?
Yes.
Story Stacey time with Stacey.
Everything goes with Stacey.
Everything.
Stories,
hello.
Stories. Story Stacey.
Yes, I know. It's amazing. Gosh,
anyways,
you have the perfect name.
I know.
Gosh. Well. All right, tell your story then.
Okay.
I used
to like Sailor Mars.
And wow.
Amazing. No, but that used to be like my favorite character. I remember going to the park one day and chasing my sister around with this one of those little
post-it
notes. Yeah, I had like one of those. I was chasing my sister around the park with it, and I just like wrote some random Japanese symbols. I don't know. I just
you don't
that.
Even. They probably weren't even Japanese.
No, they probably weren't. I just you know.
But, oh, it's funny.
Yeah, Sailor Moon stories.
You can't live without them.
I know.
Can't
I'm
live
sure
with them either.
You have some too. Maybe we'll have a special episode for stories.
That can be one of our video podcasts.
Oh yeah, that too.
Whenever we get together, when we definitely get together with Megan, aka Sailor Mars, not Venus.
Yes.
We'll use her camera and we'll tell.
And we have a Sailor Prism, Megan.
Oh
on the form
gosh,
too.
Man, another
ugh,
Megan. What's up
I
with
know.
These Megans and Sailor Moon? Maybe it's a sign.
Yeah. But I'm Stacey.
Yeah,
I'm so left out.
Yeah, nobody else is Stacey or nobody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Now there's BGSM.
Right.
Yeah, because we've been obsessed
with
that.
Which we can talk about. Well,
oh, and also we can think.
Megan has been obsessed. I'm on, like, episode 10.
MJ? Yeah.
It was no, oh my gosh. Yes.
Megan craze. Yes, MJ.
Has
MJ
been obsessed.
Here. Me.
You. Yes.
Yes, we have been obsessed, or I have been obsessed with PGSM. As of today, as of this recording, I have watched up to episode 43. Or act, if you prefer.
Yes.
Stacey, where are you?
10.
Oh, yes, we all love you.
Yes.
But yeah, we owe our PGSM information, and it's amazing that she's actually willing to get this all. I mean, we know that she's gotten it from another website, but yeah, from
still.
Sailor Venus or Hanson. Email us and tell us how you wish to be preferred on air. If
I guess Venus, though, because...
Yeah, Venus,
mm-hmm.
Hanson, whichever.
Whatever. Anyways.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, she was first introduced in Act 3, well, in Act 2, briefly...
Briefly, at the
just,
end.
Yeah, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Because
in
Mercury
act three,
appears
in Act 2.
In Act 2.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Not much. I mean.
What else?
Oh, and of course, since she name is Sailor Mars. No duh.
No.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
I know. The actress that plays her, and pardon the pronunciation, Kitagawa Kiko? Does that sound right?
I hope so.
I guess so. I hope.
That's
yeah, I
how
hope
it's
so.
Spelled.
Yeah,
I think.
But there isn't much. I mean, the main difference is she hates karaoke. She absolutely despises.
Right, and
hates
in the,
with
in
all
the
of
anime,
her soul.
She sings. Right,
a little bit. Yeah, because she did have that one episode.
She made the tape for Mini Moon when she was
right.
going back to
right,
the
right,
past
right, right.
in the one episode. Remember, we watched that one in Japanese.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. I don't remember
don't
that.
Don't you remember that?
No. Oh. We haven't... What? That was a few months ago.
A few... Like, August?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, we need to get together for more Sailor Moon stuff.
I know.
Besides this. All we do is talk about it. We need to watch it, too. Oh, but we've also,
Oh, speaking of Sailor Moon...
Yes.
I want to...
Oh. Stars related, or
Stars? I don't know.
Well,
I
did... Okay, then I'll tell my thing after yours.
Okay. Well, I'll go then. We would like to... Try and promote a contest at...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes. A site.
And we'll be in the show notes.
Right.
So
we'll give you the link in the show notes. But it's a coloring contest, and there's some really cool prizes that you can win. So the deadline is June 1st, I think,
yes.
now. And,
so what's this extended?
Right. So enter it if you have
I
the chance.
I was supposed to.
Right.
I didn't.
I did.
Okay. I know
you,
you did.
Yes.
Supposedly
okay.
you have a really good one, too. I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you, then.
Okay.
Over there somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have to look at
it. Oh, it's right here. Yes.
Oh, it's so pretty full.
Yay.
Okay, so don't take, you know, like, blue and white polka dots and stripes.
No, it's
and
okay.
And pink hair. No, you can do the pink
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, seriously.
Hair.
No, but, it's just, yeah, color Sailor Mini Moon. And, I mean, you know, just...
She's adorable. Yeah, I love her.
Just have fun with it and everything.
Are we still talking about Mars?
Yeah, I know. But anyways, I did want to announce that. But I think we're kind of done with Mars, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways, what were you going to say?
Yes. Okay, about my thing.
Yes.
On www.youtube.com, which we have talked about in the last episode about PGSM, there are a few episodes of Sailor Stars. One of them, or a couple of them, are fan-dubbed. Right. And there are...
They do have the final episode, yes, which I did watch.
I watched that, too. Okay. There are, I think there are two different versions, or put out by two different people, but they are separated into two parts each. There's, like, part one and part two, and or part A and part B. So, yeah, if you want to spoil it, I guess you could say. But, I mean, you've probably seen all pictures or whatever.
You can do, like, anything on YouTube. I mean, they have, like, every video you can imagine on there.
But also, with Brian... who has Sailor Moon sidekick. I mean, I didn't know this. Stacy knew it, and she didn't tell me. Psh, I found it out listening to his podcast. Thank you, Brian. About the other website that has another fan-dubbed version
of
Stars.
I thought I did tell you, though.
You did not tell me.
But it's like Negaverse something. And that
we'll find that, and we'll put it in the show
in
notes.
The show notes.
We promise. Writing it down now as we speak.
Okay. But, so continue, as I write it down.
Well, is that it? I mean, because we kind of finished the...
Yeah,
main topic.
I guess we did.
Keep writing!
Okay. What? All right, no.
Oh, and also, with the Negaverse site, whichever it is down at the moment.
Right.
They have their form... I mean, as we're recording this, or as of yesterday when I looked at it, the website is down. They're doing some remodeling or getting a new host, something along those lines.
Right.
So, it won't be up for a while. But yeah, check out YouTube, and you should be able to watch some of the beginning episodes as well as the ending episodes. You just might have to type in Sailor Moon Stars or Sailor Moon Stars episode
whatever one.
200. I was about to say Epidose.
Epidose, yes.
Epidose 200.
I say that all the time now. Epidose.
I know.
It's just kind of...
Oh, that's going to be our catchphrase.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, what now? Do you want to go into the top 10 list?
Wow, we're far already. What is
this,
18 minutes for
Almost
main
18
top?
Minutes.
Gosh.
Wow.
Dude,
okay,
what
go.
If we ever get to an hour?
That would be
okay,
really...
yeah. All right, well, I'll do my top 10 list
Oh,
now.
That would take forever to download.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That stinks.
I hate that. Okay,
yeah,
go.
Okay. So, yeah, as we said before, our top 10 list this week comes from Sailor Venus. Yes, Sailor Venus.
Used to be Hanson.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay. My top favorite attacks, and this could be your top 10 favorite attacks, whichever, but this happens to be Sailor Venus's top favorite 10 attacks in the Sailor Moon's show. I'm sorry. Okay, number 10, Uranus World Shaking. Number 9, Moon Starlight Honeymoon Therapy Kiss. Number 8, Mercury Aqua Mirage. Number 7, Mars Fireball. I think it's Charge. Number 6, Pluto Deadly Scream. Number 5, Pink Sugar Heart Attack. Number 4, Venus Love Me Chain. Number 3, Venus Crescent and Beam. Number 2, Moon Tiara Magic. And number 1, Stacey will like this one, Silence Glaive Surprise. And that would obviously be Sailor Saturn's.
Right, yeah.
If you didn't get that, yeah, so.
I don't know why I started liking Sailor Saturn. Because I used to like Mars a lot.
My friend Miriam would like Sailor Saturn. Because, I mean, this is like another random topic, you know, like the
That's
bus
okay.
thing.
Go ahead.
My friend Stashu, or this guy Stashu, yeah, I know, weird name, right? He keeps calling her gothic because she has clothespins on her backpack, but it doesn't matter because she wears tons of colorful clothing, but he still calls her gothic. So, yeah, so with Silence Glaive Surprise or, you know, Sailor Saturn, he might consider that gothic. And then if she likes her, then he'll consider her even more gothic. We were making fun of her yesterday, but, you know, she's still one of my friends. Like Stacy.
Yes. They make fun of me all the time.
Oh, I know, like silly sounds is Stacy.
Stop, that's my thing.
Well, yes, it is next,
yes,
so why not?
And let's go.
Silly sounds is Stacy.
Yes, here we go. Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the Silly Sounds with Stacy. Yes, and I am Stacy, your host. Now, you know, I was thinking about it the other day and listening to the best show in podcast history, you know, the MooneyCast, and then I decided that, you know, the MooneyCasters, the theme song. Yes, the theme song. Yes. And, yes, and so Stacy thinks she needs a theme song, so I recorded it the other day. No, roll. Zilly zilly sounds, zilly zilly sounds, zilly zilly sounds with Stacy. Oh oh, zilly zilly sounds, zilly zilly sounds, zilly zilly sounds with Stacy. Oh oh. Yes, that is the zilly sounds with Stacy song. Isn't it very, very good? Yes, yes, I know. So now on to the silly sounds. Yes. Oh, okay. So where do I begin? Okay, well, I think it would be very important to show all the fans that what an evil person sounds like, because you don't want to accidentally run into an evil person and they look all evil. Well, they don't look all evil, so you think that they're not evil, but they laugh evilly, and that is how you can tell if a person is evil. So let me show you an evil laugh. Yes, that is an evil person's laugh. Now, the second, the how you say sound, yes, with Stacy, is I decided that I should do, well, see, where I live, it is spring right now. I don't know if you live in another part of the world, so, you know, it may not be spring there, but it is spring here. And in spring, in where I live, they celebrate with, well, they don't celebrate, but there are bunnies all around. Little bunnies. Bunnies are adorable. So, yes, I will impersonate a bunny. Hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop hop. Hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop hop. Yes, that is the bunny. So, one more sound until we go back to the MooneyCast. Yes, it's the best podcast in the world, and it's a place for our Moonies. But you know, you have to remember, you are listening to this for Stacy, right? Yes, the silly sounds, of course. Anyway, so the last silly sound. It goes like this. It is a piggy. Yes, because piggies would fall off the world too if everyone in the world, because piggies are in everyone. Yes. So this is what piggies sound like. Piggies. Piggies. Yes, piggies. Oink, oink, oink. Oink, oink, oink. Oink. Yes, that is a piggy. Okay, so this was the second episode of the Silly Sounds with Stacy. Yes, and I am Stacy, and now I will let you go back to MooneyCast. Yes, so see you next time on Silly Sounds with Stacy. Bye-bye. So there we are. Yep.
That was Stacy again. Oh, I liked your theme song.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, so what now?
Japanese 101?
Japanese 101, you're absolutely right. Wait, what? That's not a good accent.
Well, you
lost my
that.
Sensei accent.
Sensei accent? How could you leave?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not as bad as a paper cut, though.
We are now back with Japanese 101 with your sensei, Stacy and MJ. Still sounds Australian, but I really don't care right now. So,
yes.
For our first word today, we shall have mushy mushy,
which translates to hello when you answer the phone.
Yes. Okay.
The phone.
Yes, the phone. And osokyo,
which means I will punish you.
When, of course, you are fighting the evil hated yomas. Yes, very much hated. So, yes, those are actually from PGSM.
Yes.
Well, I knew Mushi Mushi because we thought we were going to move to Japan, and my grandfather told me, but moving on.
Yes.
Let's see if I can find it somewhere in this textbook of mine here. Yes, okay. Now we shall have numbers. Each.
One.
Ni.
Two.
Sun.
Three.
She.
Four.
Go.
Five.
Roku.
Six.
Shichi.
Seven.
Hachi.
Eight.
Ku.
Nine.
Ju.
10.
Juichi.
11.
Juni.
12.
Jusan.
13.
Jusi.
14.
Jugo.
15.
Juroku.
16.
Jushichi.
17.
Juhachi.
18.
Juku.
19.
And Niju.
20.
Yes.
If you didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, after what, the 20 times that we were kind of saying that? Yes. No way.
20 times.
We got up to 20.
Dude.
Yeah. So, I guess that's Japanese 101 for
yep.
this week. Okay, you're so kinda. Yes, again, we hope you're all A-plus students in the Japanese 101 with your yes. senseis, Stacy, and MJ. So, yes, that's enough for our lesson. Yes. Oh, and I must thank Sailor Venus once again. She has used arigato on the form, and I'm very proud of her that she uses it in the right way. Yes. Yes, if you remember, arigato is thank you.
We should give them a quiz the last
we one should. Of the episodes. We should totally give you a quiz.
And then see what they can do.
Yes, we'll see yeah. what you can do. Yeah, we'll give you a quiz, and then you'll okay. send in the answers, and then maybe we'll have something. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Or no, maybe not. Yeah, we're not that know. Great.
Yeah. Okay, well, now
wow,
I'm like
a really to, long ugh. Podcast.
No, I don't want to have to upload it.
Oh, come on, it's fine. It
takes
fine.
Forever.
It'll be fine. Okay. It'll be fine.
Bring anyways, it. So, music now.
Yes.
We are going to do the song that was requested.
Another request?
By, Matanda. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, Matanda. Why, thank you, Matanda, for yes. requesting this. She's from the Save Our Senshi
SOS,
unit.
Right?
Yes,
as we said.
SOS. yes. Yeah, well, we can put a link for that
yeah.
as well in the
She'll
show notes.
She'll be in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because, you know, they're just supporting or just... Yeah, more reasons why. Why they just
right.
put stars back on air, or Earth Stars on air, or Sailor Moon back on air, and...
All that good stuff that we support,
yes.
too.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
We are so...
Okay, let's
for
go.
For their organization. Okay, yeah, sure. Music.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay, so that was based concludes MooneyCast episode 7.
And we know you all have been waiting for it. Amy Mercury, Sailor Venus.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sorry.
And I hope it didn't bore you, though, because it was 30 minutes.
Our longest one yet.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm happy, but, you know, Stacey's not, because, you know,
she has to upload it.
Yeah, she has to upload it.
Okay.
I was there last time.
Yeah, we sat there for, like, half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, and, I mean, this is kind of random. I mean, was Sailor Marissa one of the newest ones on the forum? A friend of mine.
Yes.
She loves the piggies, too.
Yes.
She loves the piggies,
yes.
You know, from my interview.
Yes.
I think we should all start an I Support the Piggies Foundation.
Yes.
We are going, I will eventually get buttons up for the I Support the Piggies Foundation.
Will you do that?
I will definitely get that up on the MooneyCast store, or the MooneyCast shop, or the Mooney shop. It's the Mooney shop. Duh. I will eventually get buttons up there.
Okay.
And you can purchase the buttons.
Yes.
The one
purchase
and only.
Purchase them, and purchase the rest of the stuff, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So?
Okay, and... Yeah. So keep listening.
Yeah.
And we're out.
Bye.